Lesson 9C. Exercise 4. 1.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you for coming to our special event at this amazing castle. It's wonderful to see so many people here for the launch of our new car, the model TX3. Later, we'll give you lots of information about the vehicle, and you'll have the chance to speak to our engineers and ask questions. But for now, just relax, get a drink, and enjoy this spectacular venue for a while.
2.
I've had a look at your laptop, but I'm afraid it's bad news. If you look here, you can see where the water has damaged the inside of the laptop. You can't repair damage like that, I'm afraid. You can replace all of these parts, but that will cost a lot of money. My advice would be that you just buy a new laptop. I'm sorry, but there's nothing else I can suggest.
3.
This new type of battery is going to make it far quicker and cheaper for people to recharge their smartphones. The technology works, and it was discovered right here in our laboratories. All we need to do is find enough funding to develop our product. And that's where you come in. You can help us raise the $5 million we need to turn this brilliant idea into reality. We believe we're offering you a fantastic opportunity because these new batteries really are an improvement on what is available today.
4.
So this is a little machine I made at home. As you can see, it's got wheels like a little car, and it is powered by one small battery. I tested it 3 times, and my best distance was 8 metres and 20 centimetres. Now, this is what you have to do. In your teams, you have to design and build a machine that is powered by the same type of battery as my machine. How far can it travel? Can it beat my distance of 8 metres 20? That's your mission. Good luck.
5.
This is the new 3D television with ultra-high definition and surround sound. It's a smart TV, which means it has internet access, so you can stream films and TV programs straight from the web. You can also use it for browsing the internet, although personally I find it much more difficult to use than a normal computer or even a smartphone. But for watching films and TV, it really is amazing. I'm not a fan of 3D myself, but the ultra-high definition is spectacular. And considering it's the most advanced TV on the market, the remote control is amazingly simple to use.